Dungeons & Dragons adventure. The Black Spines. Gary McBride.
Dice thing, yes.
Yeah,
oh, that's,
one of those
that's good. Seems 12. To me there's some modifier with that. Oh, zero. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Four.
All right, so Minardis is on four. Temujin?
14.
Answorth?
Nat 20, so 26.
24? You have your 26. Some other modifier to initiative.
Yeah.
You're a Stoic rogue. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. indeed.
Astoria.
12.
Okay. And Oak.
14.
All right. So, Temujin, Minardis, and Ainsworth, you walked across this bridge over some inky black liquid pit of something, and as Astoria was crossing, the bridge just disappeared and she fell into the liquid. You see her hand sort of fly out and grab towards the rope, but she's unable to hold on. And she is under, completely under. You can't see her. And Ainsworth, what do you do?
Let me see here.
So just quick clarification. I was holding an end of a rope and the person crossing was...
So the rope was held at both ends.
Okay.
And that is still true.
Okay.
And Astoria was unable to hold on to the rope as she fell.
So there's sort of this semi-static rope that people are using for balance or something.
Right, exactly. Yep. And you and the last person, I think, yeah, you're the last. You're the only one who has not yet crossed.
Got it.
So can I see her?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is
the ripples in the water.
I'm going to... I'm going to pull out my bow and arrow and tie my own coil of rope. I'll tie one end to an arrow.
Okay.
And shoot her.
I will get you through tying
up to
rope
getting
up
ready
your
for
arrow.
That.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
You can't save her, shoot her. That's what they say.
Exactly.
I'm going to save you, but I'd rather have you saved in less than, you know, in three quarters of a piece than dead.
No, I appreciate it. Just thought it was funny. it just stings.
Oak, all of you probably, but Oak, you hear right over your shoulder, just behind you, a low, Oh, yes.
Can I glance at that? The source?
Yeah, you turn your head around and you see between you and the door apparating, if that's a word, it looks sort of like a plant in that it's kind of sinuous and viney. You see that the flowers look more like brains than flowers. And you can see that that there are sort of these prehensile leaves or something on the ends of the vines as this thing sort of appears probably about 8 feet from you.
Well, that looks...
And I'm not going to give you your thing because you're holding a rope.
You're not going to give me my thing?
Your thing that allows you to attack when somebody...
Oh, sure. Sure. Absolutely. Well, so can I drop the rope and pick up my glaive?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can drop the rope, pick up your glaive, and even if you want to attempt to attack, you can do that as well.
I definitely want to try that. So the first one is a whopping 11 to hit.
Okay. That does not manage to land.
Okay. On the first round of combat, I actually get an extra attack. So 16, a 21, does that hit?
Okay. So you swing, and you are convinced that you have a good, solid attack, but your blow just seems to cut right through the core of this creature.
Clang against the stone wall or something?
Yeah.
By the ceiling, right?
Sorry, what?
Is it up by the ceiling, you said?
No, it's...
Or that's for a voice.
Yeah, you heard the voice behind you at sort of at head height, and then you turn around, you see that this thing is probably, I don't know, 10 feet tall. This big mass of vines and brains and limbs. And so I assume you just sort of, you know, either whiff stab or sting through it.
I just whiff.
And you don't feel any resistance at all. Yeah.
Corporeal. Let's see. Well, I have a bonus action. Hunter's Mark. I'm just going to Hunter's Mark it with my bonus action.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
All right. Imogen.
I guess I will do my Eldritch Blast at it.
At the thing that's by the wall?
Do I see it as well?
Yeah, you do see it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was a...
You... No.
Yeah. If I see it, then okay. I will shoot 2 blasts at it.
Sure, go for it.
10? Yeah, no. If he didn't hit, like 10 and 11 doesn't hit?
So correct. Yeah, so a couple of blasts just go slamming against the wall on either side of it as you're trying to get through, figure out where these limbs are going to be at some point. It's really moving around a fair bit. Astoria, you are... underwater, and I tell you this in all confidence, that you feel some limbs or snakes or something wrap around your legs and torso, and you are definitely held down.
Okay, so is it like a dragging thing? Like I can't, like are they pulling me deeper and deeper, or are they just like keeping me from moving where I am?
At the moment, they seem to be just keeping you down.
All right.
They are the man, and they are keeping you down.
Yes, isn't that always the way?
It is. Now, I will tell you a weird thing. Actually, here's what I want you to do first. I'd like you to make a constitution saving throw, please.
Okay. There we go. That looks good. Oh, even better. That's a 22.
Okay. So you managed to get a massive gulp of air before you fell in.
Good.
And I will tell you that one of the great oddities of the 5th edition rules is that for all effects, all import for combat, you can hold your breath forever.
Huh.
What's your constitution modifier?
It's +2.
So that's, yes, yeah, so you can hold it for 3 minutes, which is 30 rounds.
Wow. Okay.
So we can just ignore that part unless you do something really strenuous, and I might make you roll another constitution save just to see if you're able to, you know, maintain that.
Okay. All right. I would like to – this may be kind of – I don't know if it's bending the definition of this thing, but I'm going to try my cantrip, the Sacred Flame, and I've been kind of, you know, earlier, at first you described it like it was kind of a ball, a flaming ball that I threw, and then at one point with the birds I kind of made it into an arc. I like to kind of, if I can, make it kind of like a circle around my body that kind of bursts of like a...
So here's the issue with Sacred Flame.
All right.
It requires you to speak.
All right. So that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And you can do that, but I would definitely count it against your store of air in a fairly serious way.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you also have to be able to see a creature in order to use it, apparently.
Okay.
But I do like the idea of it, and I'm willing to give it to you on that proviso there.
Well, why don't I first try just to break away? I'm sure that's like to sustain.
Athletics or acrobatics. Yep.
Athletics or acrobatics. Let's see where those things are. I'll do athletics since I got the bonus. Right. Oh, God, that makes it a 3 with my bonus.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you sort of grab at one of these things and start to pull, and as you do, you feel another one just sort of wrap elsewhere around you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if that's all I can do. Usually it's like a move, too, if I can try to...
That would be your action. That,
but yeah.
Yeah, that would be your action. You don't have a move because you can't move. I mean, you have a move, you just can't go anywhere
right.
with it.
Gotcha, yep.
So unless you have a bonus action...
Nope, that's it. I'm done.
All right. Okay. Ooh, yeah. So you feel something larger sort of bump into you and jostle you. And it doesn't particularly hurt. It's like something maybe like you know, a blind person walking past you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Menardis, you can still see the ripples in the water. You can see this plant, viney creature, brain thing next to Oak.
And Oak is on the other. Oak is on the starting side, right?
Correct.
Is it just Timogen and I who are on?
And Ainsworth are
and
on.
Ainsworth.
Yeah,
okay.
The three of you are on the one side. Astoria is in the middle, and Oak is.
Okay. And the plant creature is with Oak.
Correct.
Okay. And the whatever it was that Sister Astoria fell into is. Does it look like water?
Or water.
It's just, okay.
It does. It looks like ink or water. I mean, it's deep black.
Okay.
But it's definitely a thin liquid like water.
Okay. Then I will look confused for a brief moment. And then grab Temujin, throw him in, and say, "What are you waiting for? Go save her, warlock."
All right. So
that's how it's done.
That's an athletics roll there.
That seems like an opposed roll.
It is. The first thing is a grapple.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Athletics?
Yes.
Those
19
lines.
Plus 4 is
23.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And then we have an opposed. I guess we really just have a saving throw. So what is your athletics modifier?
Mine, plus 4.
Yeah, it's 4. 4 plus 2 plus 8. So I need a 14, a dexterity saving throw of 14 or strength saving throw. Whichever one from Temujin, please.
Unless he just wants to let me throw him in.
Unless
No. But so I just do a 14, and I get it's athletics. You said?
No, dexterity saving throw or strength saving throw.
I guess it doesn't matter. Athletics. Okay, that's a 12.
Okay. Yeah. So you end up getting thrown in the liquid, and also
point of order.
Can
I use my reaction to try and like stop, grab Monardis's arm and stop him, the arm that's trying to throw her in, to maybe give advantage or something, so assist on the skill test?
Sure, why don't you make an attack roll against Monardis?
First we split the party, now we divide the party.
I guess unarmed attack would just be a 13. I don't think that's going to hit.
You can use your proficiency mod and either dex or strength.
Oh, well,
yeah, yeah, you're proficient in an unarmed attack. It's just you don't get any damage.
And that will be
four plus
three, plus three plus four plus three, seven plus seven.
14.
18. 18. What's I'm sorry. You said proficiency or dex, so...
No, and the two, both. And. Proficiency and dex.
So 18.
So you said that's plus seven? We have a plus
plus three. Seven. Plus level seven. Five. Three right. plus level three five. Proficiency yep. and four dex.
Yep. So does 18 hit you, Minardis?
It does.
So yeah, Sean, if you want to roll a second die, you have advantage on your... saving throw.
That's a one.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, Max. But there's only so much you can do. Were you here yesterday where I couldn't pass any rolls at all that ever passed? I got to get rid of
those. Yeah, seriously. Just burn them now.
Here we go. New dice. But in the meantime, this is a D20.
Yeah, so Astoria goes flying into the water, and a big splash comes out, and she too is... actually, give me your con save while you're...
You mean Temujin.
Temujin, give me a con save, please. Yes, that is what I mean.
That's a 15.
Okay. You also get a good gulp of air, though you don't need to eat it necessarily. So, and you get tossed in the brink as well. Minardis, I think that's your whole thing, because you had to use your move.
Yeah, there's nothing else that I could do anyway. I mean, someone's in the water and needs saving. The warlock is the one to do that. He saved me. He seems good and comfortable in the water.
He is from the water.
Yeah.
I mean, he's of the water.
Now I look.
Does 19 hit you, Astoria?
Sorry, what now? Armor 19. Class 15, so yes, 19 okay, definitely.
That is a hit. So 6, 7, 8, 9 damage as you feel like you're being squished between two things. And I assume a 9 misses you, Temujin?
It does.
Okay. Ainsworth, so you have seen Minardis toss Temujin into the water, so there's now two down, two up, and one across the bridge, the non-bridge.
Yeah, but I explained my reason.
What the hells are you doing, Minardis?
I explained my reason for doing so. There's no secret here.
Oh, God. I'm going to turn, and with my rope arrow, I'm going to... Can I see either one of them? Now?
Give me a perception check.
Okay. 12 plus 8, 20.
You do see some shapes down in the water moving around.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shoot one of them with the rope arrow.
Okay.
I'm going to try, since Temujin went in last, I'm going to try and approximate to where he landed or where he was thrown.
Okay.
I don't know if I feel good or bad about that.
17 plus 7, 24.
Roll me a D3, please.
D3, coming up. One.
Okay. Your arrow does seem to hit something.
And it will do...
a lot less damage, because it has a very heavy rope attached to it.
Yeah. What do you want me to roll for damage? Just damage with no damage bonus? Or, yeah.
Or I was going to say 1 plus your dex mod.
Okay, so 5.
Which is 5.
Great.
And then my move action. Does it feel like it got purchase on something?
Well, you have no. Well, so it. So you release it, and then you, I guess, start pulling on the rope is the only way you know if it hits anything.
Exactly. So move, attack, pull, start pulling the rope in.
Pulling, like you're pulling forcefully.
Yeah.
Move, so ideally, one of my comrades threw me into the other water, and the other one shot me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah.
That is correct.
And it's their plan.
Right. Wow, that's very interesting.
And this is why we shouldn't play D&D.
Yeah, I think your arrow comes back bloody. I think you pull on it for a while and it comes back bloody and covered in black ooze.
Great.
I'll be honest, I thought I had a good plan there.
Let's see. Hold on a sec here. What am I doing?
Oh, Jesus.
The plant brain creature says, and you now realize that there's no mouth there. It's just talking somehow. Maybe, in fact, it's talking in your head, but it sounds like it's talking out loud. Says, oh, that's nice. Yes, yes, fight, fight. That's very nice. Oak.
We can all hear that?
It sounds like the plant is saying that, huh?
Yes. Yes, you can all hear that.
Do I see my hunter's mark on this thing? Like, can I sense it?
That's interesting here.
Mystically mark it.
You do not.
Okay.
Why don't you give me an investigation check?
I can do that.
Give you advantage on it.
Oh, advantage, even better. Well, crap, 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confused by all this splashing that's happening behind me and the fact that I can't hit this, so I kind of turn around and say, can one of you casters do something about this thing that doesn't seem to be here? Does it seem to be threatening me?
It seems to be taunting you more than threatening you.
All right. So
when you say casters, I look down forlornly at the
black
liquid.
The casters that are in the water.
Well, and then harshly at Minardis.
I have no idea how that happened. But so you know what I'm going to do is take the long butt end of my pole arm. So I'm going to hold on to the other end and kind of stick it into the water. I'm not trying to stab anyone or catch them on it.
You just want a thing in there.
Offer it to them to hopefully grasp or find. So that's probably what I'll do during my turn.
Okay. Yeah. So you walk up to the edge of the water, maybe 5 feet away, and sort of brace yourself and lower the non-bladed end of your weapon into the water. Perfect. Temujin.
Yes.
I think you are after Oak.
I am. Can I see the sister? First of all, can I breathe? That's kind of an important question.
You can, yeah.
Okay.
It's very unpleasant. It's like being in a fire. You know, it was smoky and but yeah, you can breathe.
Okay. And can I see the sister?
Give me a perception check, please.
That's a 12.
You see some objects, and one of them does seem to be a little more shiny than the others, and seems likely to be the sister.
Okay, I will swim down to the sister and see what I can see.
All right.
As I'm doing that, I will reach out with telepathy too to the sister to try to figure out what she can tell me.
Okay. That's an actual conversation you can have, right?
Yep.
So yeah, you can each have a few seconds of dialogue there.
Yeah. what has you, sister? What has you?
Something big. It's got tentacles. It's holding me. I can't get loose.
If I was above, I could.
He seems to confirm that.
Yeah. Do I have time to throw off an Eldritch Blast at it or two? Or is that not going to work underwater?
Let's see. You can breathe. I guess that probably means you can speak. It is force damage. Yeah, it should work.
All right. A 4 plus 6 is 10. Oh, I got a 20. Phew. So it's a natural 20.
Okay. So you managed to hit the sister? No.
No, but I do 6 points of damage against a tentacle.
Okay, cool. All right.
If you blast a hole in me, the arrow will fit through very fine. You can kind of just turn it sideways.
Through there.
Yep, yeah.
That's what I should have done is try to tie the rope around you, but I guess it's already gone, so.
Yeah, I figured it was just a way to get a rope to you. I didn't realize it was a fishing expedition. okay.
No, I'll leave it there next turn.
That's your move and your
trying
attack.
To get you out quick.
Okay. Yes. Oh, that's great. Can you, Astoria, make me a perception check, please?
Perception, you say?
I do.
See what number I get? That's a nat 20, so I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
Whatever my modifier is, which is plus 4, so that's 24.
That's pretty good. So you feel, that your various parts of your skin are being sharply, like a mosquito bite or some kind of like bites here and there, but they're subtle. But you also take 10 necrotic damage, but you feel them on your legs, on your arms, on your back of your neck.
When you say necrotic, that's just regular damage. It's just done.
It's regular damage unless you have some weird thing that is resistant to, right. Yes, regular damage.
Yes. So no. Yeah. Okay. Or well, no question, but yeah, I got it.
Menardis. The two have not come up yet. you do see some bubbles come to the surface.
I will use my bonus action to look quizzically at Ainsworth to wonder why he doesn't want to help save Sister Astoria, or why he doesn't want Temujin
throwing another person in there.
I don't know, but by shooting them.
By shooting them is a better plan. Temujin can breathe underwater. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, maybe you should ask him next time to jump in instead of just throw him.
Well, he had the opportunity to do the honorable thing himself, and he chose to shot whatever that plant creature is that Oak is talking to over there. I have nothing to do, so I will just look quizzically at Ainsworth.
Oh, you know what happened to the last person who looked quizzically?
Confident that I have done the right thing in trying to persuade Temujin to focus on saving Sister Astoria.
Brilliant. Temujin, does a 14 hit you? Sean, are you muted?
Sorry, missing? Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. So you also then take 4-7 damage. Astoria. As something slams into you. Sorry, I should be a little more descriptive here. Just comes right up behind you and just smashes into you.
And do I know if it's one of my teammates or something else that's trying to kill me?
You can give me a perception check.
Okay.
Hard to tell the difference at this point.
Yeah, it really is. A 9? Probably I'm still up in the air on that one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't, it's no one you recognize. It's more than, it's likely to be not a teammate, but it could be. It's hard to see. It's all dark. And it's not Astoria. Ainsworth.
Okay. Now that I have this arrow back, I'm just gonna take the rope and tie it to my hooded lantern and hold one end of the rope, toss the lantern with the rope in towards the center. Hopefully they grab it.
So is this lit or unlit?
No, unlit. Unlit.
Okay, so just a wait. Okay.
Yeah, just a wait to get it to the center. I'm pretty sure if this liquid is flammable, I probably would not want to light them on fire.
Well, yeah, I didn't know, and it would be hot. I thought maybe, you know, this is something they could see easily, or...
Well, it's like black, right? I'm sure they probably can't see underneath.
Right, so you throw your... You throw sort of into the center of the pool where they are... where you think they are, where the bubbles are coming from, you throw your lantern with a rope on it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just like you said, waiting the rope so I can hit the center easier.
Okay.
You want me to make some sort of roll, or?
Sure. You can give me a throw roll, a strength-based attack roll. So strength mod basis. plus your proficiency modifier.
Okay, so plus 2. 16.
Okay. And so Astoria went in relatively near the edge Temujin went in fairly near the edge, whereas Astoria fell in near the middle. Who were you trying to get it close to?
How about this? Since I'm spending my whole turn doing that, and I have 50 feet of rope, I'll throw the anchored point to the middle, but then I'll droop the rope down so that it's leaning, it's like touching the edge of the pit so that it's kind of on top of the liquid where Temujin is.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense. So you throw it, let it drop for a while, and then pay out the rope until it falls slack onto the water.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, exactly.
Down in. Yep. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then I hand the rest of the rope behind me to Minardis, and I say, "Get ready to pull."
Okay. The plant brains look towards. They sort of move a little bit towards you all and sort of move up higher into the air and say, "You may all swim. This will be fun. This will be great." Oak.
Am I finding anything? I'm poking around.
Go ahead and give me a let's see, you have a reach of 10 feet, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you're just standing there as I'm picturing it and poking down into the water like that, then the answer is no. But you could change that since that happens fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
want to lie down or I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I get as close as I can without falling in, and I kind of sweep it back and forth at different depths. I'm just trying to see if I have no idea how deep this is. I can't see them.
Go ahead and give me give me an attack roll.
Attack roll. About a 10.
Okay. Yeah, you don't you move it around for a while, you don't run into anything at this point.
Okay.
We'll continue or maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. There's the thing they were walking on disappeared, right?
Correct.
And do I see any splashing or any movement in the water?
Yeah, I mean, near the middle of the pool, which is about sort of 8 to 10 feet away from you, so it's a 20-foot, 20-foot long, give or take. You did see some bubbles come up. And probably continue to see an occasional bubble come up. So you have a sense of where something or someone is. Either your haft is not long enough or the thing's too deep away. Or just happened to miss them.
I pass. The rest of my action. Okay. I spent my action.
Right. That's your action. Yep.
Yeah.
Temujin, give me a perception check, please.
Nine.
Okay. So you can still sort of see that the what you think is Astoria and some other shapes around you.
Okay. But I really can't figure out what these shapes are or anything like that. I mean, I don't have a sense of like of them all ending at as my good Lord Cthulhu, ends some being that ends in tentacles. Oh, la la Fanaga Cthulhu.
Yeah, I mean it could be. I mean, it seems like if it were a creature with arms, but maybe they are kind of long arms.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly would be tentacle-y.
And how does the sister seem to be doing in terms of holding her breath and whatnot?
Struggling. She's definitely still alive.
Oh, well. That should be good enough. All right.
She's not bubbling a lot, so she's not. She hasn't hit that point where she lets out all of her air.
She's doing okay that way, but with the telepathy thing, I mean, she's panicked pretty good. She's in some trouble here, health wise.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have no choice then but to finally cast the Hunger of Hadar, where I think the base of the tentacles are.
Cool.
And I will make sure I can see more or less where the sister is. So I've created a 20-foot radius of blackness and bitter cold. There's cacophony of sweet whispers and slurping noises can now be heard from above, which will be exciting.
And this is basically centered on you?
No, I'm centering on where I think the tentacles.
You are between one of these things and her, right? So something hit you in the back as you were facing her, and she has been grabbed onto by two of these things.
Right. So I'm thinking of them again as, tell me if I'm wrong. It's fine. I was thinking of them as coming from the same source, as compared to like one tentacle coming out from the east and another one coming from the west. Is that not an accurate reflection of the situation as I perceive it in the murky underwater?
It's more like there are two creatures latched onto her.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to have to, I sort of had thought this was a different thing. So, I will.
I love this.
Well, it doesn't help though. If there's two separate ones coming from two different places. Yeah, I guess I will just have to use my, my gift to the depths to pass water breathing on the sister.
Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
Yes, it's unfortunate the rest of you couldn't be partaking it, but here I am in the bottom of the water, so.
Is it creatures within 30 feet of you?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if I can barely see what's in front of me, I can't see
them.
What's above
okay.
me.
That is true. Yep. Okay. Do you want to move at all, or are you just staying where you're
yeah,
at?
Yeah, if I can get away from whatever bumped me in the back, I will try to swim away. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can sort of swim over. Astoria, you all of a sudden have the sense that you could breathe.
Apollo's blessings be upon you, Timogen. Okay, I'm going to do the. Go ahead.
Suck in a big thing of what it is. It's nasty. I mean, this it may always be like this. You've never breathed mm-hmm. water before, as far as I know, but it is. It's just like it hurts your throat. It's rasped. But on the other hand, you also think I'll speak now.
That's good. Never.
Does she possibly see anything?
She does not see any differently.
Like a lantern?
She gets a roll for, thank you, a perception check.
Perception, okay. Oh, that's a good roll. That's a 15 plus, what did I say, 4. So that's 19.
Cool. Yeah, you see two things. You see some... some shape sort of slowly coming down towards you from above, something about a foot big. You also see what looks like a stick waving a couple feet away from you.
Would I be able to make a move for that, or am I like held too tightly, or?
It looks like... I would grant you that you could make an athletics check to try to grab the lantern, the blob coming down at you.
Okay. I'm thinking I got 5 hit points left, and I'm trying to think, you know, these things are, that's not going to, even if they pull me out, that's not going to get these things off me. So, if I make the athletics check to go for that, could I still get a spell off, or no? Would that be
no.
one or the other? Yeah,
that would be your action. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the thing to do right now is give myself a little more time. I'll try to cast Cure Wounds on myself real quick.
Okay.
And get myself back up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So that's going to be... That's good. So I get 18 back.
Oh, good. And you lose 10.
Oh, that's good, though. I'd be dead otherwise.
That's good. So, yeah, you would definitely be less conscious.
Yeah.
Menardis, you have been passed a rope.
I shall hold the rope.
Okay.
See, Ainsworth, this is a much better plan. Timogen can assist Astoria in grabbing your rope, and then I will pull them up. Teamwork! This is how we should do things more often.
Timogen, I hate to make a
shake my head.
another perception check, but can you make another perception check?
That's a 17.
Okay, so you take 8 points of damage, and you notice it. So you two feel little bites around your arms and legs and neck.
Ugh. Do I also, with that roll, see this rope that's being pulled away?
Give me a...
it followed me. Wherever, when I swam away, it followed me then. Interesting. Okay.
No, you don't. So you don't see anything biting you, but you do feel bites.
What did I see? You said I saw something, though. What did I see?
Your perception check means that you felt these bites as opposed to simply losing damage.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cool. Give me a D. We'll go for a D4 roll.
1.
Perfect. Yes. So you swim, and as you are swimming away, and you can see some feet above you, a line in the water.
All right. Well, I will try to make my way over there as fast as I can on my turn.
You can absolutely get to it. Yep.
All right.
I'm confused now. How did we get Temujin?
I think they were attacking me. I think it was their role.
So let's see. Oh, right. Oh, so on your turn when you swam, right. That's, yes, okay, perfect. Thank you. Ainsworth, I think you have the rope return. Yeah, you feel the rope tauten up a little bit.
All right, let's start pulling.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for bubbles moving or some movement in the water. If I see that it's Astoria moving, I'm gonna keep pulling at a good speed. But if I see that it's just Temujin moving, I think I will pull a little slower because I don't want to pull the rope out of the middle if Astoria hasn't grabbed it yet.
So you pull the rope a bit, and Temujin pops to the top.
Okay.
And then you sort of stop pulling at that point.
Yeah. Do I not see any movement from? Does it feel? I don't know. Does it feel like one or two people? Like, does it feel really heavy, or does it just feel heavy?
give me an intelligence check.
Ooh, 18, straight up.
It doesn't seem very heavy, and it feels too smooth to be two separate weights.
Okay, so then I stop pulling.
You've pulled things up as a swashbuckler. You've pulled things up before, and they sort of bounce around a little bit. You're not getting that kind of movement.
Okay, so then I stop when Temujin hits the surface.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, whether Minardis stops, that's, I guess, another question.
Well, I think Minardis is behind you, so if he pulls, then you're going to get
good.
Pulled.
This corridor is 10 feet wide.
The corridor, you're in a room, and the room is probably, it's a weird-shaped room, but very roughly speaking, it's about 20-some feet wide and maybe 40 feet long.
Okay, but the pit or whatever is the entire width. 20,
yeah, it's the entire width and about 20 some feet lengthwise. So it's about a 20 by 20 pit.
Shit. What do you guys want me to do? I say to them. I can't attack this thing. I can't find anyone in the water.
Just come over to this side.
How am I going to
help us pull?
Jump.
Oh,
feet.
That's right.
You certainly have a possibility of jumping 20 feet if you backed up and made a run at it.
All right. I have a pretty high athletics, so I will do that.
Well, guess what? Jump towards the rope.
As you stand up and sort of look to see about this, you notice that the brain plant creature is not there.
Okay. Well, I will.
You could back up about 10 feet and then take maybe 15 feet and take a running jump.
Running start as I can and cross my fingers.
Yep. Go ahead and give me an athletics check, please.
Okay. 19.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, you hit the far side with a sort of a stumble and an almost slip, but you are prone, but you are across.
Got it. Thank you.
Temujin, you are on the surface of the water. There's a rope between you and Ainsworth. You're about, I don't know, 7 feet from the edge of the water. Almost kicking you in the head. Oak has just flown over you.
So do I think the sister is right after me, though? Actually, no. I will just ask her. Are you coming right up, sister?
My telepathy is broken.
Sorry. Yes.
Telepathy is on mute. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Yes.
All right. Well, then I will pull myself out of the water.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely do that. Can everyone who's over there, except for Oak, because you're just sort of landing, give me, so that's really just two people. Can you give me perception checks, Ainsworth and Menardis?
Perception.
Yes.
10 plus 1 is 11.
19 plus 8 is 27.
You are closer. Temujin, you take 8 points of damage. And Ainsworth, you see that she is covered in large black slime ball things. Some nasty slugs. Astoria.
Yes, sir.
So yes, you're still wrapped up. You can see the lantern has actually dropped down to you now, so you don't even have to make a check to grab onto the rope. You can see what it is. It looks familiar.
Yep. I'm gonna try to get out of here. I'm gonna grab that lantern.
Okay, so you can grab the lantern. You are still grabbed.
I'll try to pull myself as much as I can, too.
So you're pulling on the rope as hard as you can? Is that that's your
yeah.
thing?
Right, that's my thing.
Cool. So give me an athletics check, please.
Okay.
Nice. Ainsworth, with advantage, give me an athletics check, please.
Okay. 18.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
10.
Okay. So you are startled by the ferocity with which the rope is pulled. And despite Menardis's help on the rope, there was a little slack between the two of you. You get jerked into the water.
F.
Astoria, you are able to move some distance along the rope. You do feel that you are dragging with you whatever's latched onto you, but you are able to move. You also take 10 points of damage. Astoria, let's see. So that was Ainsworth. Oak, there you are. So yeah, you see, just as you land, you see Temujin crawling out next to you, and you see Ainsworth go ass over tea kettle into the drink.
Jeez.
Artist holds on.
That was not the plan, Ainsworth. Yeah.
And is Minardis, do any of them have a rope? Do I see
yes, Minardis has the rope, has a rope. Okay. And Ainsworth had the rope also, and that's what jerked him in. And okay. You can see the rope between Minardis and whatever is really tight.
Okay, so I'll go over and assist him.
Cool. So you stand up and brace the rope.
Yep.
Yep. So you can definitely do that, the two of you. Since you're now aware of what's happening and working together, the two of you give me one of you give me an athletics check with advantage. Whoever has a higher athletics.
I've got plus +7.
That is higher than my plus +4.
All right. With advantage. I have an 18.
Okay. Okay. Yep. You feel like you're getting pulled slowly. You know, you're sort of slowly losing that tug of war, but you are. You're not. You know, it's not a sudden jerk.
Okay.
Timogen, you are out of the water, soaking, pain.
Right. Are these things
nearly puke?
Yeah. Are these things staying on me?
They are.
Bloodsucker things?
Yeah. Each of them is, you know, maybe 4 or 5 inches long.
I will try to grab one and pull it off while hitting the ground and rolling around on top of them and hoping there might be some squishing.
Cool.
I don't really have any other.
Yep.
I can't really cast Eldritch Blast against myself, so.
Yep, you definitely rip the one off. Go ahead and give me a dexterity or strength, doesn't matter. Just give me a roll.
20!
Cool.
Plus whatever my modifier is.
Dex or strength, yeah. So 22. Yeah. So one plus. So you roll around madly. You feel them sort of squishing. At the end of the round, as you sort of feel one that has sort of got in the crook of your neck that you couldn't squish. You take 1 point of damage. And on to Astoria.
Yes.
You're trying to pull yourself along the rope still?
Absolutely, yep. Cool. Probably pass it for Ainsworth on my way.
Yeah, give your athletics check, if you would.
Absolutely. That's going to be a good one. That's 20 after modifier.
Brilliant. So this is sad, I think, but as you pull yourself, as you break the water surface, you're only a couple feet from the edge of the water. You take 10 points of damage.
Oh, wait, I'm still alive.
Oh, good. 18. Good. Wait, you had 18 and you took.
I had.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had 20, 23. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm down to 3 now.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I did the curing and stuff. Yep.
Wait, but you did the curing and took 10, and then you had a round. I feel like you've taken 30 since you did the curing.
Since I did the curing?
Yeah.
I started off at 24. I had the minus -9 to the 15.
So you were at 5, and you did plus
yeah,
8. And
right.
That same round, you took 10, so you were at 13.
Right.
That and then the next round, you rolled your 21 and took 10. So you were down to 3. And then this round, you rolled a 20 and took 10 more.
Okay, I'm sorry. 10 on. Yeah, okay. I see. I'm sorry. That's exactly right. So I'm negative -7, I guess.
Okay.
So.
You're 0.
Yeah. Yep, thank you. Yep, that's what I did wrong.
He's
yeah,
so
you
nice.
Guys,
thank you.
Yeah, such a friendly. You see Sister Astoria just madly pulling herself up. Her arms are bulging. You see that there's some other arms wrapped around her waist. And then just as she breaks free, you see her just collapse, and start to get pulled back down. Oak and Minardis, can you give me a dex saving throw, please?
Certainly. 18.
Great.
Less than that, 6.
6. Minardis, you go flying backwards. Oak, you are able to hold your... You're able to catch yourself. You don't fall, so you're not prone. And, of course, you didn't go into the water. You went out of the water. And we are on to Minardis, who is prone in about 20 feet from the edge of the pit.
Am I still holding onto the rope?
I don't think so. Sure, why not?
Okay, yeah. Then that's fine. I'll just lay there and brace myself. And
okay.
Has anyone said, I can't see what's going on now, so wait for someone to tell me to pull.
For you to come up okay, so you're braced and holding.
Yep. If someone wants me to pull, okay. I'm sure they'll ask.
All right. You see Astoria disappear rather more quickly under the water. Ainsworth.
Okay, so since I just fell in, can I grab the rope?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to swim down and try and grab Astoria. Or unless you want me to make a perception check to see if I see her first.
No, she definitely passed out right in front of you. Now she's getting pulled down. So you want to sort of run yourself down the rope?
Yeah, exactly. I want to run myself down the rope.
I mean, the rope's not taut, right? The rope's not taut, so you can't pull yourself down. You can just swim down and...
And I want to grab her and then grab the rope and pull. Yeah.
Give me an athletic check to start with.
14.
Okay. So you swim down to her, and then you want to try to grab her?
Yeah. I want to try and I'm going to hold the rope, pull it over my shoulder like a sash down towards my waist and hold it with my left hand. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to just kind of like monkey grip piggyback, you know, grab her with my legs and my other arm. And I'm going to pull on the rope. Hopefully they can feel that.
Okay, so you have grabbed onto her, and you're sort of pulling on the rope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. I have much confidence.
Oak, you are there with the rope. You see that it's getting taut.
Yeah, so I... Yell out to pull, and I pull.
All right, go ahead and give me your athletics check, please.
Jeez. I must slip on some of the slippery stuff. I get a 9 total.
Okay. Yeah, you're pulling, but it's not going. You feel the rope tautening under your grip. Definitely have some good tug of war going on. Temujin.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to get this last little sucker off of me.
No problem.
And if I can do that while casting Mage Hand to help pull the rope, I will do that. I don't think it'll do very much, but every little bit at this point. Yep, I understand it.
Sure. Yep, okay. Yep.
Yep.
Astoria. Hey, time for a death saving throw.
All right. How does that work?
So you're going to roll a d20.
Okay.
And if you get a 10 or higher, you pass. If you get a 9 or lower, you fail.
My luck holds. I got a 13.
Okay. So you have one success. And for reasons, you also have one failure.
Mm.
If you get to three failures, you are dead. If you get to three successes, you are unconscious but stable.
Okay. All right. Let's tune back in next turn, I guess, huh?
Yep. Minardis, you can make an athletics check if you like.
I would love to. And fail. I assume with a 2 plus 4 is 6.
That is pretty low. Okay. Wow. Yeah, those are both going to miss. You feel, Ainsworth, you feel some creatures sort of moving around against you, with you. But they don't seem to attack you. They're just sort of maybe readjusting their grip on the Storia.
Oh, great.
And it is your turn.
And can I see these shapes on Astoria?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right next to, you're right there. I mean, it's hard to see, but they're definitely blobby something.
And I feel myself getting pulled back up?
No.
No? Great.
No, it feels like you're neutral.
Well, then I'm going to hold on with my legs. I'm going to keep hold of the rope with my left hand, and I'm going to pull out a dagger and try and, like, I'm not going to stab, but try and, like, slice at these things. At least
okay, I'm going to give you a disadvantage on that, but you can definitely go for it.
Okay. So, let's see, 12 and a 16. So, the 12 plus 7... 19.
Okay. That'll hit, yeah.
5 damage.
5 damage. Okay. Yeah, so you slice at something, and you definitely feel some resistance as it as your attack cuts in.
Nice.
Oak.
So, one came out, two are in. Minardis is behind me on the floor.
Yep, so right now, Astoria and Ainsworth are in the water, and the rest of you are up top. Minardis is lying down on the job. I mean, he's braced solidly on the ground. And
so I shout out, pull, damn you, paladin, pull! And I
pull. Okay, yeah, go ahead and... You can all work together so you can take advantage on this roll.
Okay. How about a 24 this time?
Nice. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so you definitely pull the rope. Let's see here. Yeah, you can feel hand over hand slowly working it. The rope moves a few feet towards you. You can see some bubbles coming up from below. You definitely have gotten some movement there. Temujin.
I guess I will help
that extra
pull 10 on the rope.
Pounds. Yep, so you can do that. So you will personally go help on the rope. Is that what you're saying?
I don't see... I mean...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yep, I don't see anything else. What do you want me to roll? Strength or... Is that athletics?
Yeah, go ahead and roll athletics.
That's a 17.
Okay. Yeah. You're there. You're working.
Yep.
Astoria, I need a saving throw from you, please. A death saving throw. And you might want to come off mute to tell us if you succeed or not.
Rats. There was a lot of drama there, but it things worked out. I have another save success. Do I take another fail as well?
We will find out right now. Yes.
Ooh. What happens if I top out at 3 successes and 3 fails in the same time? Which is
actually there is a an order to it, meaning okay. What's happening give you the deaths, the fails is so.
Okay,
we'll find out.
Yes.
And I guess Minardis, go ahead and give me your athletics check, please.
Uh, 14 and 4 is 18.
Okay. Yeah, you feel the actually you see Ainsworth's head, just the top of the crown of his head break through the water as you're pulling. You see he's got one hand sort of comes up above his head and goes back into the water, has a knife in it, not through it, but in it. Ainsworth, does a 17 hit you?
Exactly.
Okay. You take 11 damage as you feel your leg just getting wrenched and twisted.
That's not good.
It's your turn. If you were to let go, you could probably get yourself out. Otherwise, you could try climbing on the rope, pulling everything with you, or you can do something else.
I'm going to try holding on with my legs and pulling as hard as I can to get both of us as far out of the water as I can.
Bless
okay.
You.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your athletic check.
20. Not a natural 20.
Okay. Yeah, you are able to. So you pull on the rope. You get yourself halfway, you know, so your top half of your body is on the land. You see Astoria's head pop out of the water. And she seems pretty inert. And you have your legs still wrapped around her. Oak. Astoria and Ainsworth are close enough that if you let go of the rope, you could grab onto them. But the rope is still quite tight, quite taut. It's possible if you let go, the whole thing would.
It feels like I would have better security going on the rope. Yeah, so I'll do that
again. Go for it. So give me your athletics, and I'm going to give you a single roll because everyone's rolling.
Okay. Separately. 19.
Okay. Yeah, you get. You get Ainsworth out. Ainsworth, can you give me one last athletics check, please? You got to hold on, and it's not easy here.
7.
Okay. Do you want to let go of the rope or let go of Astoria?
Let go of Astoria.
You're out of the water, so it's not like you're going to necessarily go back in, but you feel you feel the rope is being pulled and you feel you're slipping.
Let me ask this question. Yep. Is there still enough rope for me to grab on to if we do fall back in and I'm still holding Astoria?
No, because Astoria grabbed the lantern.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, you don't necessarily know that, but...
Can I try and make an athletics check to just, like, wrap the rope
just rolled a 7 on your athletics check, so you can choose between letting go of the rope and letting go of Astoria. You won't fall into the water. You let go of Astoria?
I won't fall into the water, so yeah.
You're on the edge of the water, you just won't make any more advancement, and it's a question of do you let Minardis and Oak sort of slide backwards as you let go of the rope, or do you...
I'll let go of the rope.
Okay, so you let go of the rope. You feel you just don't have enough strength to keep. So you're just still there. You're on the edge of the pool. Your legs are wrapped around Astoria, and the rope sort of slips through your hands. It doesn't. You don't let go, but it slides through your hands.
Ooh, that stings.
So that was Oak's turn. Temujin, you are there pulling on the rope. You're near the front of the pullers. You see Ainsworth right there. You see the rope slipping through his hands. You see that he's got his legs wrapped around Astoria's dead body.
I will try to reach in and grab Ainsworth and pull him out.
Okay.
Such a bad idea. All right. So let's athletics.
Yep.
7. Perfect.
Okay. Yep. He's wet, slippery. You're wet, slippery. You grab a hold of him. You're unable to budge him.
Yep.
So, Astoria.
One more roll, or is it going to matter? My goat just going back in the water.
Oh, it definitely matters.
All right. Oh, a nat 20.
Nice. Oh.
Wow. Instantly at one hit point. If
well, instantly and briefly. But here is the beauty. Having gotten your third success, the slate is wiped clean.
Oh, nice.
And you, I guess the fresh air, whatever, your eyes pop open. You don't even cough or sputter because you're breathing air and water. It's all good. You look up into the light of the room, and then you just feel your life essence drain from you as you fall back into unconsciousness. So you're at zero again, but you have zero fails and zero successes. So you guys all see that. You see that there's a glimmer, a brief glimmer. Holy cow.
Nice.
I did not think that we could make an hour combat of pulling on a rope, but I'm really enjoying this. Let's see here. Yeah, I think that's what happens next. You guys, all of you, see some sort of humanoid creature that looks like a swamp with long gangly arms start to crawl up out of the out of this black pit and stand up on the edge of the water and sort of cast its eyeless head around as if it were trying to see. Menardis. The rope is definitely less taut at this point.
Okay, well, no one's said stop pulling, and I can't really see what's going on from back here, so
sure, give me your
still pull. Yeah.
Okay.
5 and 4 is 9.
Okay. I don't mean to laugh at your dice rolling, but let's see. Ainsworth, you're still right on the edge there, aren't you? Ooh, that's a natural 20.
Yes, siree. Oh, God.
So another one of these creatures sort of launches itself up and just lands full force on Ainsworth, crushing the breath out of him. 17 damage. And it's your turn.
Okay. Yep. All right. So death saving throw.
You'll have Astoria in your legs. You're crushed by this creature that is lying on you.
Death saving
throw. Temujin is not far. It's right behind you, holding onto the rope. The rope's pulling on. It's still tight.
Well, I don't know that because I'm down. And
oh, you're unconscious?
But yeah, I said death saving throw like 3 times.
any of those three times.
But yeah, death saving throw. I made it, so that's one
good
success.
All right. Whew. Oak.
Inardis, heal the sister. I shout before pulling on the rope once more.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Nat 20. So 27.
Okay. So you pull mightily on the rope. You see the rope just slide right through Ainsworth's hands as he's been crushed by this beast. And what you pull up is a sort of a knot of a third one of these creatures and Astoria. And you just sort of pull them right up and over through around Ainsworth. So it's just this whole lump of bodies and slime and grossness coming up here.
Can I do anything else?
I will say that's your action, so you can move. Okay.
Am I in range to attack that thing next round?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I don't need to move to do that.
Correct.
All right, I'll pick up my halberd and
okay.
Get ready to attack.
Yep, you can definitely do that. Temujin, there's this jumble of bodies and one that is standing not very far from you.
What do they look like to me?
So they look like
described as masses, but
so they look like they might have once been human. They have that general shape to them. Their arms are sort of long and sinuous. They have not clean skulls, but skulls that have sort of growths on them, empty eye sockets. They seem to have just the barest remnants, as you look at them, of some kind of clothing, like a belt. You see some leather buckles, you know, belts and stuff on them.
Okay. Do they appear to have ears?
They do not.
All right. So they're eyeless and they have no ears.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're more bone than flesh, but there's stuff growing on them that does not necessarily seem to be of them.
All right. And again, I'm looking at a spell that creates a 20-foot radius. Could I create a radius that went around the two of them but didn't include any of my compatriots?
No, because two of them are lumped with Ainsworth. There's one of them that you could get one. There's only one that's isolated at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm... I'm paralyzed beyond the ability of rational thought at this point.
Okay, sure.
I mean, just to understand the situation, I'm sorry to make you go through this. We've got two people in the water right now, one of which is just, you know.
So there's nobody in the water. So at the edge of the pool on shore, on the metal floor.
Yeah.
Is a lump of bodies that includes Ainsworth, Astoria, and two of these creatures. And they're sort of all wrapped up around each other. Standing next to that, but a few feet away, having just climbed up out of the water, is a third one of these creatures. You are the closest person to all of these creatures who is active. Minardis is right behind you, has just picked up his halberd, and behind him, lying on the ground, is Minardis.
Okay, well, none of my spells do anything against them except for my trusty Eldritch Blast, so I will throw a Eldritch Blast. I can't even do that to two. I guess I'll take it at the third one that just sort of popped up.
Sure.
So that's a 13 and perfect, an 11.
Okay, the 13 hits.
Okay. So that's 9 plus that's 12 points of damage.
Cool.
And then I will move as far away from them, I guess not crossing the bridge, but sort of further into this place as I can. Yes. That's why I'm not.
You can move all the way to the back of the room, back where Menardis is, and actually get behind him into, there's a corner in the room there that you can sort of tuck into.
All right. That is what I will do, is hide behind the meat shield.
Okay.
We'll probably throw me at them.
It seems likely, because that would be very effective. As you sort of back up into that corner, one of those iris doors just sort of opens, and then as you keep backing, it closes. You know, you're just sort of running to the back of the room, and it just sort of opens and then clanks shut again.
Does he go through it?
No.
It doesn't open behind him. Okay.
Correct. That would be funny, but didn't happen. Astoria, I guess we're starting from scratch here with no successes and no fails.
All right. Let's roll them up.
Just to add to the tension, if you do roll a 1 and then you get the add-on fail, that's
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, so it's like a triple all-in-1.
It's 2. But it's, well, if you get a 20, 1, yes. You fail.
Yes.
On the other hand, if you get a 20, you're good.
Well, he's already done that one.
Done that once. I don't expect to see it
again.
He's
done that one.
Yeah. However, this is an 11, so I'm good. I have 1 success.
Okay. Beautiful. And 1 failure.
Yeah.
Menardis, you have been given the note, the word from Oak, and you see Temujin running behind you.
Yes, of course. I would be happy to heal Sister Astoria Oak just as soon as I get to her, and I will stand up.
You can definitely stand and get to her this round.
Well, I can get to her. I can stand and get to her.
Yeah, you can stand and do half your movement, and that's plenty to get there.
Then with my action, I will do a laying on of hands and give her 2 hit points.
All right, give me a perception check as you are doing that, please.
I perceive something bad about to happen. Perception, you say. 10 plus 1 is 11.
All right. You see a couple of leeches on her face. That's about all you can see of her, because she's, again, there's these other 2 creatures are sort of wrapped around her.
Okay, well, I'll take those off next round, but one thing at a time. Can't do everything. I can't do everything here.
Nope. Okay, so these 2 creatures who are wrapped up here, I think one of them... One of them is going to stand and attempt to attack Menardis and miss horribly. You sort of duck down as it stands up and it grabs at you and misses you. The other one is going to go and let's see, we've got Temujin is standing, ran away, which is good. So who's next? I guess Oak is next. So the other one is going to go and you can make your reaction attack there, Oak.
Okay. 12 plus 8, 20 to hit.
Hit, yep.
And so damage, it's going to be only 6 damage.
All right. So it's much better than when you hit nothing. But you also feel that as your blade bites in, you know, you don't get that satisfying gush of blood and stuff. But it does seem to do something. And it is going to hit at you with a 15.
Miss.
Which misses. And Ainsworth.
Throw. Success. So that's 2 successes, 0 fails.
Beautiful. Oak.
Okay. There are 3 of these creatures?
Correct.
2 attached to Astoria and 1 is just kind of...
One is still wrapped around Astoria, and the other one has sort of thrown itself free and stood and... one of them is actually more wrapped around Ainsworth. The other one of them has stood and is attacking Menardis, and then the third one is in your face.
Well, I will start by using a bonus action to do ensnaring strike.
Okay.
That lets me, the next time I hit it, a writhing mass of thorny vines try to restrain it. It gets a strength saving throw. So that's a bonus action.
Okay, yep.
And then I will get my two attacks on it. So the first attack is a nat 20.
Brilliant.
Yay!
And that's going to be... So it's two damage dice?
For each? Yeah, exactly. Yep. And if you do extra damage...
Okay, those dice just added. Well, I'm D10 plus 5, so it's 2D10
plus 5. 2D10 plus 5, yep.
Okay, 13 plus 5, 18 on that strike.
Okay.
And then the second attack is a 22. Assume that will hit.
Yep.
And that's 12 more. And then the ensnaring strike goes off.
Yep, so I get a strength saving throw here.
DC 13.
Let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12. That is, so it's grabbed.
Okay, and it takes 1d6 piercing at the start of its turn.
Okay. All right. So that was your attack. Did you want to move at all, or are you...
Nope, I'm going to I'm going to stay there.
All right, Timogen, you are about 20 feet from the action, but you can see that Oak is in melee with one creature, Menardis with another, and there's a third one that is still, that you can't really see from where you're at now. It's lying down.
Oh.
But unlike Call of Cthulhu, there are no rules against, I mean, there's no hitting your colleagues' rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do then. A couple Eldritch Blasts at the Oaks.
Okay.
So that's a 21 with the bonus, and that's 23.
Cool. Those both hit. Yep.
That's 10 points of damage plus 11 points of damage.
Yeah, it just explodes, and the bones and stuff just go flying, and you actually see a whole pile of these slugs go flying off in different directions, mostly into the water, away from you, because that's where your blast was coming from. That was pretty good.
Phew.
Astoria, you are briefly conscious with 2 hit points.
Nice.
You can see Menardis is right next to you, and one of these creatures is sort of standing straddled on top over you.
Okay. Can I, I guess I can act, huh?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Briefly.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll sort of reach up at the thing that's over me and give him a taste of the sacred flame of
nice.
Apollo.
I'm making it dex saving throw?
Yes.
I think it's standing right on top of you. I'm going to give it disadvantage.
Perfect.
Wow. So I rolled a 19 and a 20.
Ah!
And that's an 18. So that's going to beat your 14 or whatever it is.
Yeah, 15.
15?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys, I keep forgetting your high level. Yeah, so you cast it, but you're so... confused and bleary-eyed and in fact unconscious that your blast just goes in a random location.
Okay.
And then you take 10 points of damage.
And I'm back to the beginning.
up, but it's down. Good. One yes. Point of healing, you can take 10 points of damage. So that's a nice, that's a good trade.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad. So three new successes, 3 new failures.
The creature that is standing over is that lying with Ainsworth there stands up And I think Monardus is the one who is closest, so attacks Monardus with a 15, swings at you, and you're... Do you have a shield?
I used to a long time ago, but now...
Oh, that's right, yeah. So it's just your armor that...
Yep, so I'm at 17 armor class.
Oh, hitting.
Yep.
So that's that guy, and it's your Goman artist. There's two of them sort of attacking at you.
Well, I have two attacks. I guess I will punch one of them twice.
Okay.
17 plus 7 is 24.
Yeah.
And 19 plus 7 is 26.
Those will both hit. And you do 5?
5 points each, yeah.
Okay. And then the other one that is on you is going to attack you, unless I throw my dice in the garbage can, in which case if it were my last die, then that would really help for you all. Oh. So it looks at you, and you just see coming out of its mouth a whole mess of water, black water and bile, and leeches. And just sort of splashes over you. And we are on to, that was that guy. This guy is no more. Ainsworth, number 3.
Numero tres. Oh, that's a fail.
Okay.
Damn it.
Oak. You have to... The one that you were fighting with has just been blown apart. You can see that there's two of them surrounding Monardus.
Yeah, so I'll try to attack the one that... I don't know. Did I see him attack one of them?
Yeah, he punched one of them, and the other one puked black water on him.
Right, I'll poke at the one that he punched first.
Okay.
That is a 20 to hit, so okay. That is... 13 damage.
Okay.
And then the second attack is a 21 to hit for 15 damage, and then I'll butt strike with the bonus action. I rolled a 1.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess it finally realizes what's going on and just steps a little bit to the side. Now, I feel like you said at some point you get 2 attacks on your first round of combat, but you just get 2 attacks, period.
I get 3 attacks on my first round of combat, actually. I get an extra. So I normally get 2. And then on the very first round of combat, the Gloomstalker gives me special stuff on the very first round of combat.
Okay. All right, Temujin, from your place in the corner.
Yes, I will shoot at whichever one is still standing.
There are 2 of them standing.
I will shoot at the one that's closest to our paladin.
That are surrounding your paladin, yep.
Yep, great. So that is a 12.
Okay, that will
and
miss.
And a 17.
We'll hit.
And that's an 8 points of damage. Whichever one seemed to be the most beaten on before.
Okay. Yep. So the one that Oak was just slashing into.
Yep.
Yep. So you hit that, and it sort of lurches a little bit, but it's still
sure.
up. And Astoria, I guess it's death save time. Something novel.
Yeah. All right. Let's give it a go. Ah, that would be a fail. Okay. Although it went a long time. That's my first fail. Let's see if it's two.
It is. Yeah, you have two fails.
Okay. Oof,
it's going to be no ugly successes. Next round.
Yeah.
So let's see. This guy is going to turn to oak. And it pukes on you there, oak.
Whoa.
And you are again, you are not again. You are also covered in this black water and slime and stuff. Menardis, your go.
Yeah. So do we know what it is that keeps, I mean, what, cause I healed Sister Astoria and now she's dead again. Do I know
That's
what,
correct. You can give me
what yeah, made her dead?
If you're looking again, you can give me investigation or perception or medicine if you prefer.
Well, I rolled a two, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay. The answer is no then.
No. Well, they just have to assume it's these creatures. I'm not really feeling that I have a good enough reason to heal her as opposed to trying to fight off these creatures, I guess.
You got reasons?
Is it going to make a difference? I don't know. I'm sorry.
99 reasons and a leech ain't one.
out of character, if nobody heals her, she will be dead at the end of her next turn.
Right. I recognize that, but at the same time, right. You know,
in
if
character,
if I don't really know what it is right. that's causing her to be dead, my
dying,
presumption
right.
would be that, well, it's these things that I'm fighting that would cause her to be dead. So until I deal with them, healing her is pointless anyway.
Yep.
That's my logic. That's the best logic I can come
like
up with.
Good Menardis reasoning.
So I will be punching again, I guess.
Okay. If only there was someone to throw at her.
He's doing what a paladin does best. Hitting things.
Taking damage.
3 plus 7 is 10.
Okay.
16 plus 7 is 23.
That will hit.
Another 5 points.
Okay, and Menardis, you can make a perception check, please, with advantage.
A perception check with advantage. 8 plus 1 is 9, 9 plus 1 is 10, so 10. There you go.
Okay, so you take 5 damage, but you're not, you don't feel anything other than just sort of a weakening of the body.
Okay.
And then let's see, this is number 2 is attacking Menardis and 16 misses.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Ainsworth, 2-1. Bottom of the ninth.
All right, let's see what happens.
They're loaded.
18's a success.
All right, you are stable.
Whew.
Oak.
Okay, are we able to use healing kits in combat? I can't remember how that works in 5th.
You are allowed to make a medicine. Do you have a special thing, or are you just trying to stabilize someone?
Well, I mean, I have the actual equipment healing kit, or I think it's called.
And proficiency with it.
I don't have proficiency in medicine.
That's fine. Yeah, you can, so go ahead and make a medicine check. Yes, the answer is yes. Go ahead and make a medicine check.
Okay. All right.
On Astoria.
12 on Astoria.
Okay. Yep, so you are able to stabilize Astoria, and while you're there, give me a
perception.
Yeah.
How about a 22 perception?
Yeah, you nice. Definitely see that she is covered in leeches. Temujin.
I will be firing again at these horrible beasties, picking the one that looks the most damaged, and getting a 19 and a 10. So the first one hits for 10 points of damage.
It blows apart, falls to the ground, pieces of bone, slime everywhere. Astoria, you are stable, unconscious, and then dying, but you don't have to make a death save because that happens at the end of your turn. And so that's kind of a boring turn for you, but could be better. I mean, could be worse, definitely. Minardis, there's just one left. And you see that Oak has dropped out of the fight to tend to Astoria.
Well, so that all worked out well, then. I'll just punch.
Okay.
Uh, 19 and 7 is 26, so that's 5. Yep. Second time, 14 plus 7 is 21, so that's 2 5s, 10.
Beautiful. Okay. And it is going to attack you. Oh, and you take 5 points of damage. And then it attacks you with an 18. It tries to bear hug you. Is an 18 hit?
It does at the moment, yes.
Okay, so that is 13 damage.
Ouch.
It just slams into you.
Okay, fair enough.
Ainsworth is stable. Oak.
All right. Since Astoria is stable, I'll start picking leeches off of her.
Okay. Give me a dex check, please.
Yeah, you bet. 11.
Okay.
I must be covered in slippery oil.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and roll 1d4.
1d4 leeches.
Yep.
Leeches. All right. Two leeches.
Okay, yeah, so you sort of grab around and are able to grab two of them off. You take 4 points of damage. I think I forgot that your last round.
Okay, so I'll have 8 points of damage.
Total. Yep.
Got it.
Ouch.
And Temujin, there's one creature standing, and you have definitely been doing the bulk of the work on these. You can see these puny mortal weapons are not superbly effective compared to your magic.
Oh, sorry. I just rolled 2 bad rolls, so my magic isn't effective either. Sorry. Thanks for covering
that. This time, the magic flies by.
Sorry, a 13 doesn't hit them, right?
Correct. Not while they're wrapped up. Yep.
Got it.
Doria, now I need a death saving from you.
Okay.
This is your first one.
Ah, jeez. 2? Nope.
All right, that's better than 1. So you have 2 failures again.
Yep, and next time will be my last.
Well, you never know. Minardis.
More punching.
Okay.
2 and 7 is 9. 18 and 7 is more than 9. Yep. Another 5 points.
All right. And you take 5 points.
And I am dead.
Oh, dear. Minardis falls to the ground. And, well, Oak is there. Oak is missed. So let's see. Ainsworth is stable. Astoria is near death. Minardis is unconscious.
So when I used the healing kit on Astoria, didn't that stabilize her?
It did, and then she took damage.
Oh.
Right.
She immediately got 2 death fails?
No. She took damage her previous round after she was stabilized, and that destabilized her. And then this round, she failed a death save, so that was the one fail, and then she took damage and failed. So she failed two. She failed one and then took damage, which is an automatic failure if you're already dying this round.
Okay. What initiative are the things going on?
The creatures or the leeches?
The leeches.
The leeches happen at the end of your turn.
Okay, so I think. Okay, all right, fine.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Since I'm stable and at one hit point.
Why are you at one hit point?
I mean.
You're stable at zero. You didn't roll a 20.
Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't roll a 20, right? Yeah.
All right. Okay. That answered my question. Yeah.
So we've got Temujin and Oak, I believe, who are still up.
Yeah. For now.
For now. And it's 11 o'clock ish. It's the top of the round.
How weakened is this guy who's still standing?
Seems pretty potent.
It's up to you, Oak.
Does it look like there are a lot more leeches on her?
Yes, you're sort of uncovering them as you got those two. You saw several more.
So I can sit here and continue to just use the thing on her every round.
You can either roll your medicine check, or you can remove leeches.
Yeah. She's going to take take one or two fails every round.
Right. If I'm successful, it's
over. Correct. Yep. Every other round.
Okay, well, I just acted last round, and that's why I was trying to figure out how she had two fails already.
Well, so last round you removed leeches. The round before is when you made the medicine check.
Yep, sorry. So I'm going to use the healing kit on her again.
Okay, go ahead and roll your medicine check.
It's an 18 plus 3, 21.
Yes.
Okay, so she is stable. And then Temujin?
I'll yell at Temujin, pull these leeches off her. Or something.
I'm just going to keep doing the same thing I'm doing from where I'm doing. So.
Okay, yep.
It's a 13, that's a 20.
A natural 20?
No.
Okay.
So that's 11 points of damage.
Cool, okay.
Edwin, did I take four more damage at the end of my round?
Right. Yeah, you took four.
18.
That's Temujin. So at this point, Astoria is stable, and then at the end of her turn, she is dying, but hasn't taken any saving throws yet. Minardis is going to make a death save.
I appreciate your optimism. But I presume that a 2 is not going to be successful.
That is correct. And then you also take, you are 2 fails.
Yep.
And Minardis is going to be, I'm sorry, Oak is going to be attacked with a 19.
Hits.
For 10.
Oh, I'm in bad shape.
I feel like we're going to have just Temujin here pretty soon. Oak.
Sorry, Astoria. If I die, can't help you. So I will attack this thing that's attacking me.
Okay.
Pick up my halberd and swing at it. 19, 27 to hit.
Yep, it'll hit.
13 damage.
Okay.
Second attack. Is a 6 plus 8 is 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
7 plus 5 is 12 damage. Butt strike, it's Butt strike hits with a 22 for, oops, that's the wrong die. It's a d4 plus 5. 6 more for the butt strike.
Okay. Yeah, it's looking pretty rough. You take 4 damage.
4. Okay. I'm looking pretty rough.
Temujin.
Eldritch Blast. Here's
good
1.
Spot. Okay.
That is a 15.
Just barely.
And that's 11. All right. So 6 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah, it's still up. It staggers under the blow of your blast. Mm. Astoria death save.
All right. Feeling good. For good reason. That's a success.
All right, so you're at 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Minardis, I guess rolling a 20 would be a good thing to do here.
And not going to happen. 6. Okay. Is it like 20?
it's in the same number system. Same number system.
It's even.
Positive integer. All right. Wow. And
did I make it? Am I the first one to die?
I think you are.
Wait, is that 3 for you?
Yeah.
I thought that was 2.
He's taking damage also.
Oh.
Because I failed, then the leeches, and then I failed again. So
it's 4.
Ouch.
Did you take your 4 damage at the end of your turn?
Yep.
Okay, sure, so you are now, you're being attacked here.
Yep.
By this 21 to hit.
Oh,
hits.
Ooh, that's 13.
13 damage? Okay, fall to the floor and make a death save.
Not yet.
At the end of my turn?
It'll be on your turn, you'll make a death save. Yeah,
gotcha.
Which I guess it is your turn, so.
Yeah. All right, let's see. You roll a d20, I get a 5, I fail 1.
All right, so you have 2 fails.
I have 1. Oh, I get 2 fails.
You also take damage, yeah. Temujin, last one up. It's almost as if you're a friend of the enemy.
TPK.
TPK.
So, yeah.
Because you forgot that this is still a Call of Cthulhu group.
Right.
All right. I guess I will throw a couple more Eldritch Blasts. And hope for the best.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. That's a 22. And that's a 20.
Those
okay.
Yeah.
So that's a 4 and that's a 10. So 14.
Yep. Those will both it's destroyed. So you do a d10 plus what?
3. Charisma bonus.
I'm just trying to think about that compared to that's very similar to the halberd. In terms of, or even a longbow, which is D8 plus 4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, it's I'm just sort of thinking about it in relative to all these other things.
It's ranged, right?
It's ranged.
It's range, and I get a plus 6 on my attack bonus. So,
which is similar to what somebody who had like I think there's a lot of plus 5s around. So that's all reasonable.
I will run around and try to pull off leeches then.
So to start with, you can run up to the people.
Yep.
Astoria, you're at 0 right now, right? No successes, I forget.
I think it's 1-1.
1-1, okay. So you go ahead and make the death save.
All right. Ah, an 8.
All right. Well, that's the end.
Minardis, I'm coming to see you.
And then, Oak, I guess you don't have a chance. Oh, you do. You can roll a 20.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen. How about a 1?
Oh.
Just make sure I'm actually dead.
Temujin, you start running around, you pull off leeches, and you realize that they're not, none of them, as you pull the leeches off, or they're not even bleeding.
They're all dead?
The leeches are full of blood.
All dead.
It's just you and your little worm friend inside of you.
Yep.
No, he left me.
Oh no.
He'll be back.
Not for long.
Yeah, I think, so...
What happened to Ainsworth? Wasn't he stable?
He is stable. Yeah. Temujin, give me give me one more wisdom saving throw, please.
A natural 20.
Okay. So you feel this strong voice in your head telling you to bring the living one to me. But you are still able, perhaps because you have telepathy yourself, you're still able to fight that off. What are you going to do? Ainsworth does be alive.
What's that?
Ainsworth does seem to be alive and not leech infested.
And there's no way of getting out of here, right? We came in through some sort of doorway, and there's no way out.
Well, there are doors. I mean, you would have to get back across the water pit, but there's lots of doors. I mean, you came through a bunch of doors. The only thing that I think you are unaware of how you would do is to get up the... So you came down, you floated down this light shaft some distance. You would have to get back up that somehow. Otherwise, as far as you know, you can go but right back the way you came.
All right. Well, I think what I'm really going to do right now is take a short rest. I don't know what that gets me, but I feel like I want to
probably
rest.
Dead.
That gets you all of your skills back, but also.
Well, I'm going to say that an hour here is probably not something you're going to survive.
Well, I will. He's unconscious.
Oh yeah.
So there's a healing kit lying. I don't know if you have medicine.
All you can do is stabilize with it, unless you have the special feat.
Well, this is exactly... I seek the truth, whatever the cost, so I pick him up and start walking.
Oh, back the way you came?
No, towards wherever the voice told me to go.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, yeah, that's brilliant. You rolled a 20. You can. So you actually feel that you can hold this conversation with, I guess, pretending with you. You realize that you retain your will, but you can sort of fake it, which I think is what you're doing.
I am faking it. Yes, I'm faking it till I make it, or something of that sort. Yes, so, I'm carrying him back, and he doesn't sort of recover hit points or anything, so I'm just, he's
correct.
Unconscious,
Ainsworth,
right? Yeah.
He is unconscious, and I rolled, and it's going to be quite some time.
Great.
So you...
I don't have anything that can help him either.
Walk through, struggling under the weight of Ainsworth's body.
Wait, I cast Unseen Servant to carry his body.
10 pounds. Oh, Unseen Servant. Sorry. Yeah. You cast Unseen Servant. Beautiful. So it floats along next to you.
Yep.
Carried by your servant. And you walk through a series of ever stranger rooms. And after three of them, weird shapes, metal ceiling and floor, same sort of weird writing on it. You come to another light beam. There's this hole in the floor, and you step into the light beam and float down. And you are led into a room
that even you can tell is, you know, the other rooms, you have no real idea what they were for, but this is obviously some kind of a holding cell. And you are told to put Ainsworth's body in the cell and leave it there.
I do so. And I feel a little sad, but mostly because I didn't loot the bodies of my compatriots.
And you are asked if you would like to come into the presence.
Oh, I seek the truth, whatever the cost. Yes, of course.
Master. So you come out of the holding rooms, you're brought into a large room. You can see that there are three metal desks, I guess, for lack of a better word. And you see the creature that you saw briefly before with the brains and the arms or whatever. And you can sort of see it focused on you, examining you. And you hear in your brain, good, bring me more. You will replace the captain nicely.
More what?
There.
Okay.
With one survivor.
Awesome. Super awesome. Loved it.
It's highly appropriate that the priest of Cthulhu was the one that
yeah, right?
survived.
Seriously.
Nice.
Oh, that was rough.
That was.
Ongoing damage is a pain.
It was just brutal. A descent into death.
Well, we don't have sand loss, so we've gotta take it out of the hit points.
Good job. Did you write this, Edwin?
No, I did not. So this is called The Black Spot. And it was written by, I feel like we have it at the beginning of the thing, but by Gary McBride.
Is this a Adventures League?
This is a from the Frog God Heart of the Razor.
You want to clear up the
interesting. So is it a collection of scenarios?
So it's two scenarios that were published electronically, and we're actually the physical stuff is going to come out. It's getting printed, reissued, I guess, fairly soon, with some of the errors removed. Yeah, questions.
I was going to say, you want to clear up exactly what? I mean, it seems pretty. It's not too difficult to figure it out, but you just want to say what was going on exactly.
Sure. So the a Mego spaceship teleported to Earth to take over, but coming from so far away, it lodged itself in this mountain accidentally, and was most of the crew was killed resurrected as undead under the control of the one surviving, the engineer who survived. Over the years, it had built some mechanical things to help it that you didn't run into, but some sort of construct enemies as well. As it was sort of trying to rebuild itself and get brains in and got tired of eating fish or whatever, it created an illusion of treasure which pulled Captain Riggs, to him and destroyed the ship. And he, Captain Riggs, got implanted with this black spot and that controlled him. And then he has been, over the years, bringing this creature more and more people like yourself to be debrained, made into food for the Migo, and eventually the Migo will have enough wherewithal and energy and so forth to bring his or its army over to take over the earth. But it's going to be slow because the faithful servant in Temujin is actually not able to, probably not willing to help, despite repeated direction. It gets weaker and weaker over the years.
Yeah. So what did that thing tell you, Sean, when you could speak with it and we all put our headsets down a few episodes ago?
I was basically under its control. I was to lead you to where it was. And in fact, when I suggested the rope, I was harshly admonished for helping you. I said I wanted to win your trust over, so that's why I would do it. And there was a whole discussion before the game about, you know, missing rolls. So I would have hit the thing. I think I got two shots at it before I was thrown in the water. But I had hit it. I just lied about my rolls. So.
Yeah.
But once it did damage to me, then I was broken out of it, or I had the chance.
Well, it was luckier than that, because it wasn't it that did damage to you. It was actually Ainsworth that shot you.
That's right. What a great idea that was.
So yeah, it actually would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
If you had not had her on your side, this would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that. I mean, I think I would have had to basically kill the sister underneath the water.
Yeah, that would probably have been
without anybody knowing about it. But of course, you as players would all know about it.
Right.
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 As I was Eldritch blasting the crap out of her, but fortunately, an arrow hit me in the side.
Yeah.
What was that big devouring thing? I guess you were going to turn that on me, basically. No, wait, that was after you had been shot, so that was legit, right?
Right, no, I had
that thing.
It would have sucked you all up into it and caused much more damage for you, so.
Right.
Yeah, all my spells rely on them being able to hear or see, except for that one, and they didn't see either, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just saying, cool. It was a good job. Thanks, man.
Oh, well, thanks for playing. That was fun. Oh, I guess we need to figure out. Maybe we already know what we're doing next.
Oh.
I don't believe we do. Can we have a vote?
Close vote last time, but I guess I don't know if we're supposed to re-vote or just.
It's up to the group. We can either move on to. Number two in the vote,
right?
Or yeah.
What was number two?
Or revote. Atomic Age Cthulhu.
Ooh. How long will that one be?
Kind of standard scenario length, so I would say, you know, in the 3 to 5 session length, but this is us, so you know.
We did hit four, which was the doubled from two, so that was pretty perfect for this one.
And I've only seen two of the episodes, but the Black Spot TV show that's on Netflix is pretty weird. And
I think this must
Black
be.
Spot. Is it a pirate
it's,
show?
It's a French based show that's a small. It feels like Twin Peaks in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Twin Peaks mixed up X Files a little bit.
Yeah, I have it in my queue, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
It's, the dubbing gets a little weird sometimes, but.
Do they have it in French also?
I don't know, but I suppose you. Well, not, I don't know.
Or with like subtitles or whatever? And...
Well, they're speaking in English, but you can. There's subtitles for anything that's written, but they're speaking in English, which is why it sometimes does that thing where the mouth moves a little bit longer than what the
right, yeah. No, I guess I was thinking if it were.
Yeah, you can
hear it in French.
Yeah, you can switch it to French with English subtitles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So this one was published. I mean, the Black Spot, of course, story goes back quite a ways.
Right.
This one's from 2017, though.
Is there a story for the black spot? The earliest so what I have is this Treasure Island. Nothing to do with
yeah, this. Yeah, so has its or so what this has says in it, the black spot has its origin largely in literature rather than reality. Go figure. Robert Louis Stevenson invented it for his seminal pirate novel Treasure Island in 1883 as a symbol of a man marked for death by pirates. However, some suggest Stevenson based the black spot on the historical practice of Caribbean pirates giving the ace of spades to a traitor or informer. Since the card has only one black spot on it, it was meant to imply that the traitor was put on the spot.
Hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Edwin. Great game.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. Oh. Serious.
Talk to you.
Cheers.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Later, guys.
Bye. Bye. Night, guys.
Night.